Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Evening, Vin, do you want to kick us off?
Yeah, sure. Jürgen, congratulations.
Thank you.
Premier League win. So many good aspects to the performance tonight as well, the lads bang at it from the start, but what really stood out for you on the night?
The performance, nothing else to stay stand out. So it's start really good, super important. So the story of the game is the story of the game, but the story of the game could have been completely different if we don't start like we start, I would say. So that's how it is. You have try, we always try, we don't do always, but we try to give a game a direction. And this direction was clear and obvious in the beginning. And then we have chances, we miss them, we score goals, should have scored more, miss a penalty, go in half time and can show the boys when Chelsea came out, when Chelsea played through us, why and where and how we can do that even better. But 2-3 situation where the press started with Yogo instead of Dom, and then they pass around us and go through, and then you have to do a lot of work to sort that out. And in that moment we could do that, but the game felt in the first half more dominant than it actually was, like possession wise and that's an interesting insight. And then it was clear we have to do the right things again and again and again. It's what we did. And then maybe change. And maybe take tonight the 2 best performers. They performed all really well. But with Joey and Connor, we take them off because they played now an awful lot of games. And we have Robbo and Trent on, and they need rhythm. So it's like you bring them. Obviously, the goal we didn't concede because of that. But that was the period when they all of a sudden... now with Nkunku and stuff like that, when it all of a sudden came through and we had to defend slightly deeper and a bit different. But then we controlled it again, and that's the most important stuff. Not about that you get through this super convincing and with no problems. The opponents are too good for that. And that's why I'm super happy with the performance, just because we had problems, we overcame them and a lot of good moments.
I know we spoke about Connor in the build-up to the game, but it's two man of the match performances on the bounce now. It's his first goal for Liverpool, and I know even looking ahead to the Arsenal game that you're factoring in that Trent's coming back from an injury, but it's a nice problem to have, certainly, isn't it? Given the form,
there's no problem.
I phrase it as a problem, sorry, but it's a nice
good
situation.
There's no situation. It's just it's just how it is. So so now we finally realized we had 7 games in January with 11 days off in between. I don't know how we fitted them in, but obviously we had to start 1st of January and 06, and then, but then lost it in between. And we couldn't have put the string of results together we had without the boys, without the kids. Because without Kwanzaa, no chance. We have both left backs out, Trent out, midfielders out, so all these things. Midweek we played with James McConnell on 6, and he played extremely well. So these boys used now the situation. And that's exactly, in an ideal world, how it should be. Now the next game is coming in 4 days. I have no idea who can play again. So because they look quite knackered when I had a look in the dressing room. Little back here, Maka on the knee, and knee on knee and stuff like this. So nothing major, at least nobody told me that yet. So it's all fine. We need them all, and it's not a phrase, it's exactly how it is. And I'm happy for them that they all could perform the way they performed. the next massive game is coming up already at Arsenal, and yeah, let's recover and go again. I think.
Does it surprise you?
No. I would never take these kind of things for granted, to be honest. But I would really. Look, nobody spoke to me. I mean, you didn't ask me after the United game if I love the attitude of this team. We play 0-0 at home. It's like everyone's sitting there, like, yeah, what's that? Football without goals, why watch it? Stuff like this. The attitude that game was absolutely exceptional. I heard tonight somebody saying to me, this was the best counter-pressing game for a long, long time. I have to watch it back. I loved it, but I have to watch it back to judge that. I loved the United game for the counter-pressing, to be honest. But it's like attitude is not our problem. Attitude is something we can expect. Attitude is created by the culture. Attitude is created by the crowd. Attitude is created by pretty much everybody around the team. Attitude will not be the issue of this team. This team is full of joy and full of excitement and all these kind of things. That's really cool. The problem is a lot of other teams in the league are exactly the same. Not exactly the same, but have the same attitude and go for it and will not stop and these kind of things. So that's why if it asks me now, are you happy with that? And now we can, if we finish seventh, no problem, big success. Yeah, then we can say this is a wonderful, but we have to. It's not only about what we can, we have to as well. And that's what we do. And yeah, I said it before, I love a lot, I love pretty much everything about the team. The best thing is that there's a lot of talent there and we mix it up. There's a lot of potential there and we mix it up with attitude, and that makes quality, and that is, the more often we do that, the more often we have a chance to win a football game.
Dave?
Yeah, Conor Bally's had a ridiculously good January. Did you always know that he would be this good?
Yeah, I know it for a while because in the left ear is Pep Linders and the right ear is Vitor Matas, and they telling me, I remember Pep sits in my office and says, I put both hands in fire for him. But I loved him from the first day. It didn't need a lot of convincing. The thing is that Conor showed up extremely good in the preseason, did extremely well at Bolton, comes back, looks top in preseason. Wow. And is out for 5 months, 4 months. Like, yeah. Like these kind of issues what only young people have. But thank God then time can sort it. In our age, it will not get better, but in that age group it gets better. So, and since he's back, it's a joy to watch him. And it's all credit to the academy, because I was sad. Connor, Sherelle, James, Bobby, and the others we don't have to mention it, but it's top. Kate Gordon coming back after a long, long injury, even longer. Stefan Bacic is still out with these kind of thing. It's not cool, but we were counting with Stefan before the season because we knew how good he is. But then he cannot play, that's obviously not helpful. So yeah, no. Academy is doing an incredible job.
Chris, thank you for that. Then.
So, we played an insane first half, unbelievable. Like, just I would say not to defend, outstanding, really good. Why do we speak about Darwin? Obviously, because he has so many situations where he missed. And but his first game since we count. A player had hit the crossbar 4 times in a game. Yeah. And I don't think you are in his boots, how that feels. So missing a penalty. And you could see it in half time. He was really upset with himself. Then missing the header from close range. But then setting up a goal. He stays in the game. There was never a striker who barely could walk, and everybody asked, what is he doing? And became then the final picture of himself. But this is the way how it works. It's just crazy that he creates that many. Imagine for a second, he would take them all. The numbers would be absolutely insane to an extent where he wouldn't understand it anymore. So it's normal. For us, it's important because we score four goals. Who cares if we could have scored a fifth or sixth? It's really not important. We need to win football games. And he will score, and he scored already. And setting up then, in a really important moment, the fourth goal, because there's 3-2 or 4-1, that's a big difference. That makes him really the player he is for us. And the rest will come, definitely.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. See ya.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.